Joining us now to talk about Senator Chafee's win is NPR's Brian Naylor. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And Brian, it's pretty unusual for the White House to find itself in the corner of a Republican who not only voted against tax cuts, voted against the war in Iraq, against Samuel Alito's nomination to the Supreme Court, but Chafee has said he didn't even vote for President George W. Bush in 2004.
That's right. He wrote in the name of President Bush's father. Well, you know, it's simple, really. The polls have shown that Laffey would have most likely lost to the Democratic nominee, former Attorney General Sheldon Whitehouse, in what's an overwhelmingly Democratic state, whereas a race between Chafee and Whitehouse will be much closer. And so with the Democrats needing just to win six seats to win control of the Senate, the national GOP pulled out all the stops for Chafee, who, as you say, voted against the Bush administration more than any other Republican. Chafee was the beneficiary of nearly $1 million in campaign ads paid for by national Republicans. There were dozens, if not hundreds, of Republican field workers who were brought in from all over the country to make phone calls and get out the vote in the last weekend before the election. Republicans wanted Chafee to win badly.
But as we've just heard, Chafee still isn't home free in November.
That's right. He's got a tough challenge. Sheldon Whitehouse, and what a great name for a politician. He's well known in Rhode Island. He's the former attorney general. In fact, his father and Chafee's father, the late Senator John Chafee, were college roommates. So the two families go back a long ways. And in an overwhelmingly Democratic state, in an election year that national trends are favoring Democrats, Chafee has what many consider to be still an uphill battle to hang on to his seat. Having said that, there probably aren't all that many differences on the issues between the two candidates, and so Democrats are going to appeal to Rhode Island voters, I think, by pointing out that Chafee's going to be just another Republican in Washington, and he'll vote for the Republican leadership, whereas Whitehouse will be the candidate who will bring change.
Brian, you've been following campaigns in New England. It's a tough region for Republicans to compete in this year.
That's right, Renee. There's, you know, it's very tough. There's a lot of anti-war sentiment. There's a lot of anti-Bush sentiment. We saw that in neighboring Connecticut, where Democratic voters nominated Ned Lamont over incumbent Joseph Lieberman, even though Lieberman is going to run as an independent. There are a number of Republican incumbent members of Congress who are facing tough re-election battles up there. Two, possibly three House seats in Connecticut or at risk for Republicans, maybe one in New Hampshire. So it's a region where they're facing a real headwind, a Democratic headwind this year.
Brian, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
That's NPR's Brian Naylor.